Woke up this morning next to an angel. Saw him lift his hand up high. He said, "Thank you, God, for giving me another day to live this life." He whispered to me, "Good morning." Quietly sang a happy tune. And then he softly held me in the early morning light of his room. Good morning to anyone who's lonely. Good morning to everyone who's crying. Good morning to anybody who's lost someone they love. It's a new sunrise. It's another day, another time, another chance to change your life and walk along the stairway to the sun. Another door open wide, another chance to look inside. See the dreams that live inside of you, where dreams come true. Yes, the angel, he reminds me to be thankful and to pray that there's beauty in each moment. And each day's a brand new day. He says, look forward to tomorrow. Don't spend too much time on yesterday, because we've got to live each moment and be grateful for each and every day. Good morning to anyone who's lonely.
Hi, this is Mercedes Lucky, and you're listening to Team CST, Connecting Spirit Together, right here on BBS Radio. Our guest tonight is Dr. Stephen Swidler. And Dr. Stephen Swidler's premier holistic Tucson's premier holistic integrative dental practice, Medicine Wheel Dental, also is here in Tucson where I'm at, streaming live right now from the beautiful Tucson area. And we have him right here with us, Dr. Stephen Swidler.
Thank you, Mercedes. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
And you're very welcome. See, I even had this, the whole dentist, integrative. What is integrative, Dr. Stephen Swidler?
Well, integrative really talks about integrating different approaches together. It was a word that was coined for integrative medicine by Dr. Andrew Weil.
Mm.
And the idea is that if you have different people whose expertise is in different aspects of health and wellness, that if you join them together, 1 + 1 + 1 doesn't just equal 3, it equals 12 or 14. There's a great synergy, and the beneficiary is, of course, the patient getting the benefit of different approaches that are then brought together on a phase 1, phase 2 level instead of one person just trying to be all things to all people.
Wow. And I like your philosophy. It's with awareness we can make a choice. And that's something I know you live by.
Yeah, I think this is a time particularly on all levels, that if we become aware that there's a different possibility, if we can imagine a different possibility, if we can learn about what new technologies are out there, that those are the things, this is where we should be voting with our dollars. This is what we should be supporting or developing. And if people are out there doing that, making new services or treatments available, or just better ways of finding joy in our life, once we become aware, we can make a choice to do things differently.
We like that. You know what? And speaking of voting, we know right now the president is making his first speech. So we're hoping that some people are listening to our show, because I've been wanting to have you on, Steve, for quite a while as a guest. So I want to kind of get started right in on everything, and I want to give out some numbers just in case we do have some callers tonight. This is a worldwide radio, and the U.S. number to call in is 877-876-5227. Canada is 888-815-9756, and I'm sure it's right there on your internet on the screen if you also need to look at that. And Steve, we were going to talk tonight about the jawline and the bite. You're a holistic dentist, and that is an incredible, that is in particular like a huge amount of what's going on with our body, with our alignment and everything. So can you explain a little bit of that to the audience?
Oh, sure. Thank you, Mercedes. I'm pretty excited about this because I'm not only trained as a dentist, but I began to study with the cranial osteopaths back in 1979. And it became clear that from looking at how the body works from both fields, we as dentists were looking at just what's that smile doing? How do we have healthy teeth? And not realizing that every tooth relates to different acupuncture meridians, different organ systems, and the functioning of the body, and much like a circuit board.
Wow, isn't that amazing? I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. And and in addition to that, if the jaw position is off, it's like having the tuner on your radio being half a station off, and so there's a lot of static on the line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you can get really clear signals, and if your jaw is relaxed, and when you bite down, it's not pushing back into your ears, then there's a high likelihood that you can keep a good, healthy alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, good health is equal and opposing motion in the body, unrestricted, and balanced structural alignment. I know you know that because of your training in body work and
mm-hmm.
massage. This is something we all see as necessary, and yet we carry very tight areas, or we carry old injury patterns, or we carry our compensations to those injury patterns, so that if somebody's standing in front of me, and we do a full body alignment as part of our dental exam,
mm-hmm.
if somebody has a high hip and their vertebrae are off and there's a curvature of the spine, or a shoulder is up or rolled forward, or the cranial base or the cervicals are out of alignment, we know that the bite is in perfect relationship with all of those patterns.
Wow.
And yet we as dentists just come in and say, oh, you know, I've got a toothache, or I've got this problem or that problem, and we build them into exactly that same bite. Well, some people are receiving a lot of misery and pain because their body can't compensate anymore. Maybe you can take on 3, 4, 8 layers and still push on. And it's like you're carrying those 8 bad things like backpacks, but it's time to set them down. And using an integrative approach, you may find that having the appropriate body work, how successful people feel when they go to a good massage therapist or a body worker or chiropractor or osteopath. But if they're treating the same thing and it doesn't hold,
mm-hmm.
you know, then we got to say, well, what's causing that? We can treat things holistically, but we still have to get to the primary cause. Now, for a lot of people, the primary cause is their jaw. Because as soon as the jaw is off, the cranial base is off. And every chiropractor knows if the cranial base is off, the hips are off. But not many people realize that the jaw and the cranial base internally under your skull is only an inch and a quarter apart. And if you realize that alignment and that they develop in the embryo in the exact same plane, you realize, wow, of course, if the jaw is off, the cranial base is off. And we know the cranial base is off, the hips are off. So it's all kiddy-wampus.
Hmm.
How do we find a way of stabilizing things to be level? Now, if it's an ascending problem, meaning it's coming from below the hips, like we may have to have somebody work with the ankle or the knee that maybe they were in an accident, maybe an old injury. But it's an easy screening to find out whether or not the jaw is causing a descending problem from the top down. And if everybody would just take their little fingers with the pads facing forward towards your nose and put it into your ear, put your pinkies in your ear.
Pinkies in your ear.
With your pad facing forward. You won't be able to hear me now. With your thumbs pointing down. And just open and close real wide. Open wide and close on your back teeth. And if you feel motion in your ear or if you hear clicking or crackling, that means that your jaw muscles, which mostly pull back and up, have been causing the wear of your jaw to go in that direction, and you're no longer in the middle of the socket for your jaw joint. So, and then if you open and close real wide several times and bite just on your front edges, like you're gonna, you know, tear a thread, if you go open and close real wide on your front teeth, and you have your fingers in your ear, and you notice that that clicking or popping or grinding noise goes away. And that's because as you bring your jaw, your front teeth together, you bring your jaw down and forward out of the ear canal.
Oh.
As soon as that happens, the cranial base relaxes and opens. Now, the cranial base isn't just where your head rests on your spine, but going right through there, for instance, are all kinds of important structures. One of them is the 10th cranial nerve or the vagus nerve. And what happens is when that area is compacted or impinged upon or out of alignment, well, the nerve signals are poorer, and the vagus nerve innervates the heart and the diaphragm, so your breathing and your digestive system. So we're not talking about just dentistry being a factor. It is a major factor in terms of, forget about just the alignment of the teeth or how pretty we want them. Those are important things to a person. But if you can get the teeth aligned to support the jaw joint in the right place in front of the ear instead of in the ear, all of a sudden everything begins to function differently. And it's not uncommon for us to work on, we have a 5-month program using appliances and body work. To see a relief of oftentimes 50 to 80% of the symptoms that someone is living with. We ask people when they're starting, say, sit down with a pencil and paper and just tell yourself for a moment before you do, I'm in perfect and unlimited health. And then just notice what thoughts come up. Oh, yeah, yeah, except my knee's been hurting a lot and my ankle hurts when I walk more than a block. And, gee, I'm not sleeping that well, or my neck really hurts after I've been in front of the, you know, workstation there for an hour. And if you have a baseline, then we have, with all those things written down, just like little bullet points, I've got this happening, this happening, this happening, that after 1 month of working with our program, if we don't see at least 50% of those being affected, not necessarily cleared up, but if they aren't being affected, we just say, okay, let's not go any further. You've got some night guards. You're learning not to bite down and clench or clamp down, and that's an okay service. But if we see at least 50% of those things being affected, we go on for another 4 months, and it is amazing because at the end of that 5 months, it is common to see 80% of their symptoms no longer there. And that's just by supporting the jaw with plastic appliances that are worn. Some are for night, some are for day. And one thing I can tell people that is really a very easy thing to learn, even if you don't go through our program, our teeth should never be touching unless we're chewing or swallowing. The appropriate position is lips together and jaws relaxed. And if you can let the tip of your tongue rest on the roof of your mouth just behind your front teeth but not against your front teeth, that actually closes a circuit between what's known in acupuncture as the governing vessel and central vessel, the front of the body meridian, in the middle, and the back of the body meridian. So you'll find high-energy people tend to keep the tip of their tongue resting on the roof of their mouth, just behind their front teeth.
Oh.
So lips together, jaws apart, and at rest, and that's a big deal. If somebody wakes up in the morning and their jaw muscles are tight, that means they've been clamping down. So the appliances also help them to teach them to not do that. I also invented a night appliance that is a very simple guard, thin, hard guard, clear, on the upper and lower, that has a button by your upper eye teeth, the upper cuspids, and then two buttons on the lower back teeth area, so that arch by arch, now looking at all the teeth on the bottom held together by one appliance, and the uppers on one appliance, that you can put a rubber band, a simple orthodontic band, from the upper and then back down to the lower. And so when you lay down at night, it's like letting your jaw hang in a hammock in a forward position. It's very comfortable. It greatly helps in cases of sleep apnea or snoring. And I am just so grateful and delighted to be able to help so many people.
Yeah.
I can't say that we can do everything for everybody. That isn't how it works. But the good news is that after 5 months of going through our program, people know exactly what to expect. There's no unrealistic goals. Maybe it hasn't gotten rid of certain issues, but it's gotten rid of many others. And if that's worthwhile to them, then they can figure out, you know, the options on how to stabilize the jaw and the bite in that position. And we try to make affordable versions, and there's also orthodontics, and then there's just plain out rebuilding all the teeth.
Yeah, so. It's just fascinating how many things are involved. I don't think people really, I mean, before I met you, I never knew all this. So I think it's fascinating, because you normally just go to a dentist and they fix your teeth, you know. They don't take the time, not that that's wrong, but I really like what you do. You really take the time, your staff and everybody, you know, you really work with people from the beginning on, you know, down the line. I like that. And I think it's interesting, so you do check you check all their posture before you even start anything, huh?
Yeah,
I do all that.
Yeah, Mercedes, are in our office, you know, people are used to coming in and getting a cleaning, and then usually the dentist comes over and does a 2 or 3 minute checkup and says, okay, this is what I recommend. That doesn't happen here. My first exam is very important to me, and actually each exam, which instead of doing a 3 or 4 minute exam twice a year, we do our first exam is an hour, and if we need more time, we schedule it. And our follow-up exams, periodic exams, are done once a year. They're a half an hour. And what we do is look at each time at a person fresh, as if we're seeing them for the first time, and get a chance to evaluate what all is going on. We do soft tissue exams, cancer exams for oral cancer. Our process, what we focus on when we're looking is, we have kind of a three-phase program. The first is to eliminate disease, gum infections, cavities, broken teeth. And we look at where is a person at, and we also look, like I said, at the end of our exam, which is a pretty involved exam, we also have them stand up and see how their bite might be affecting their body alignment. And that's that relationship we were just speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
So phase one is just let's get things cleaned up and get rid of the infection. Let's look at what the issues are and how to keep the mouth clean and empower the person so that they can feel good about what's going on in their mouth. Fix the broken teeth. Get rid of the decay. If heavy metals are an issue, we may be looking at crowns that have nickel or silver fillings, which are actually half mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it may not be a good idea to get those out if it's indicated. And many times we'll refer as part of an integrative practice to other practitioners like the naturopaths or MDs to do a heavy metals test. And if we're high in mercury, We have to look at where that mercury comes from. And we now know that those mercury silver fillings outgas all the time. And they, even on 20, 30-year-old fillings, and if you have something hot to drink or you chew, the mercury vapor coming off of those doubles or triples easily.
Oh, wow.
So, and we know that that mercury is highly neurotoxic, that it crosses the blood-brain barrier,
mm-hmm.
that it crosses the placenta barrier to the children, and for nursing mothers, we know it crosses through breast milk. So these are scientific facts, and it's important to be aware that we put people at risk. And in Sweden, they went from outlawing mercury silver fillings, what we call silver fillings, for pregnant mothers and for children, and they're getting rid of it now for the general population. But how it's removed is exceedingly important, because you can get a huge exposure to replacing those if they are indicated to be replaced if you don't take the proper precautions. And if you're going to have your dentist give you take those out and maybe put in white fillings, they have to be doing certain protocols to protect you and them. And the very minimum is that they should be using a rubber dam, or I invented the drop cloth technique that has 7 layers of cotton and gauze in the area that we're working, to catch the debris so it's not sitting in the mouth. The next thing is they should have oxygen and be breathing oxygen through their nose. Otherwise, you're breathing in during this procedure the mist that's in front of your face. So you want to have an outside oxygen source. And thirdly, you want to have high levels of vitamin C in your blood, whether it's oral or IV, so that if any mercury does get into your system, which it absorbs rapidly through even your cheek tissue, that it gets picked up and grabbed by the vitamin C and the appropriate chelated minerals and attaches to the mercury before it gets to sensitive tissues throughout the body.
Wow. You know, it's amazing how many things I'm hearing you've invented. I mean, it's wonderful, you know, that you've invented so many things. I think I definitely want to give out your phone number and your website. So I know that your phone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 520-743-3107.
No, it's 520-743-7101.
7101, okay. And that is also at www.medicinewheeldental.com, so that's pretty easy to spell. You know, Steve, on this mercury, if it's so bad, I mean, I've never even heard of that too much. I don't think a lot of people do know about that, so I'm really glad we're discussing that, because even though I know it's, I've heard it a lot since I've been in the field, but now, I know there's a lot of people that don't know about the mercury.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really harmful to us, isn't it? And especially with mental disorders, or affect that?
Yes, definitely. And it affects everything, because if you, for instance, 80% of our immune system comes from the bacteria in our digestive tract. And if you get mercury down there, which if it's always outgassing, you're pulling in with the foods you eat, it kills the bacteria that need to be in a good balance to digest and absorb your food. And there's so many ways that mercury can affect us in problems, you know, just all kinds of insomnia, people having memory problems, all kinds of neurologic diseases. And I'm not saying that it's the cause of all of them, but it's certainly a big factor that has to be addressed and looked at. The way we do that is we send people and refer them to a physician for a heavy metals test and see what is the bio burden that they're carrying around with them. You mentioned that there were things that I invented specifically, and yes, that's true. And one of the things I'm really pleased in our office, I brought in a natural substance from Japan back in 98 and we've been using it now for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to the dentist and you have a painful tooth, or if they're cleaning out the decay out of the tooth and say, wow, this is too deep, it's going to need a root canal,
mm-hmm.
we are saving more teeth from needing root canals than any dentist in the world with this material. I did the research on it and brought it in, and we went to the state board and showed them the science on it. And it is phenomenal. Right now, if somebody's cleaning out a cavity, let's say, and there's an exposed nerve,
mm-hmm.
you only have two choices, either extract that tooth or do a root canal. And with this material that has 70 natural antioxidants and cleans up the free radicals, half the free radicals in 200 seconds, and it also calms down nerve tissue.
Hmm.
So keeping a live tooth instead of a dead tooth is very important, because nowhere else in medicine do we keep a dead part in the body. We are able to keep the tooth alive. It has its own circulation. A tooth is very, very porous. If we have a dead tooth in the body, it can harbor bacteria and viruses that the bloodstream and the white blood cells can no longer clean up because it's being harbored within the tooth. So it's a good thing to keep alive. Well, in our practice, with exposures, as long as it's a vital exposure, it's not already, you know, pussy or a dry canal,
mm-hmm.
And as long as the anesthetic works and the person is numb, we are coming up with an over 90% success rate in keeping these teeth alive over a 10-year study.
That's really wonderful, because I know that you were telling me that it's not good to have something dead in your body, you
exactly.
know, like a dead tooth. And that goes into the root canal, right, when you have the dead tooth?
Right. A root canal tooth is a dead tooth. It
right.
no longer has a vitality or circulation. So we want to keep them around as much as possible. And I'm the first to say I'm on the extreme. I'm looking at studies that have, we as physicians want to do the best for our patients, to do no harm. And people will say, well, you know, those studies are old, and you've got to look at studies that are only within the last 2 years. Well, you can make a study to prove anything, but this was done back when the ADA was actually a scientific organization. Now it's a trade organization. It was done by their own researcher, and it was not a 1 or 2 year study. It was a 25-year study that showed that root canal teeth taken out of people's mouths that had particular health problems, like maybe they had a heart problem or a kidney problem or an eye problem, and taking this tooth out, sterilizing it as best they could, and they put it under the skin of a rabbit, under the skin, within 2 weeks, the rabbit developed exactly the same problem or disease that the person had.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they didn't do that on 100 rabbits.
Oh.
They did that on 5,000 rabbits over a 25-year period. So my belief is, you know what? It's okay to have a root canal. It's okay, but that's where, you know, with awareness we can make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you understand there's pros and cons to everything, in dentistry and medicine, we make choices. And we have to understand that there's side effects from medications, there's side effects from surgeries, there's side effects from materials that we put in. And we want to minimize those. We want to make as balanced a choice based on the facts. So my main job is really to inform people so that they can make their own decisions. In our program, if phase one is getting rid of all the broken and decayed teeth, and if we need to get the mercury out, or if we need to get the gums cleaned up and get rid of infections. Phase two, before we rebuild, now maybe that's all somebody needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that brings them right into a good state of health and balance. But if somebody's lost a lot of teeth, or their bite has shifted, or they're missing teeth, or they've worn their teeth so small that their jaw is always in their ear, then we do the body jaw alignment so that in the last phase, phase three, we restore the jaw and the bite to that position where the body is aligned, where they're already feeling 80% better, and we're using biocompatible materials. We have a blood test available where we can evaluate over 1,500 different dental materials. Whoever, when you went to the dentist, said, hey, would you like this white-filling material or that white-filling material or this gold or this, you know, this high noble gold or this semi-precious? You don't hear those questions.
No.
And yet, here we are implanting those in people's heads, in their bodies, and they maybe have a low-grade sensitivity to them. So by using a blood test, we can find out which materials they are most compatible with or which ones to avoid. And that's an exciting thing because a lot of times, you know, we might take mercury out and put in something else that we think is real healthy, but for that person, all of a sudden they're having weird symptoms in their health or their immune system or, you know, flare-ups that they don't even relate to it being a dental material that caused it.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing, really, when you begin to understand the circuitry of each tooth and what it relates to organ-wise, sense organ, muscles, level of the vertebrae, meridians, endocrine glands. They are all in a circuit related to different positions. So, but the part that I love and the one that I've really spent the most time developing, really a whole new approach in treating jaw and bite and TMJ problems, is this body-jaw alignment so that not only does the body stay aligned, but all the bones of the head. You know, from cranial osteopathy, we learned that the jaw isn't the only moving bone in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Cranial osteopaths learned that all 29 bones of the head move throughout life and that they're moving 2 to 3 times a minute and they're moving slowly like the gills of a fish. And if they're moving equal and opposed, you have really good function and good signaling. And if those bones are restricted because of an impact, a fall, a birth trauma, then it limits how the body and the person develops.
Wow. I know that you've worked on me and shown me these things a lot of times where the body is actually breathing, and that's due to the head. When we work on the head, it's like breathing if it's in good health.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like a breathing or a restrictive is where it's basically moving in different ways or not breathing, like where you can feel it,
right?
Correct?
It's actually a fluid motion, but interestingly enough, it ties to breath. Even though you could hold your breath, you'd still feel this motion. But there is an understanding that as the cranial bones move, that the diaphragms within the head are linked to the diaphragm in your chest and the pelvic diaphragm, that there's a link and a relationship. And to respect that and make sure that they're open means higher levels of wellness.
That's amazing. You're amazing. I want to give out your number. Let's do this again. Why don't you give us your number, your phone number, and kind of where you're located and where people can reach you.
Sure.
And I think that would be a good thing to do right now.
Okay. Well, our phone number here at Medicine Wheel Dental is 520-940. Oh, that's my other number. At Medicine Wheel, it is 520-743-7101. And myself and Dr. Ken Glass work here, and we have an amazing team of people that we work with. I feel honored to work with. And our website is medicinewheeldental.com. And that is a... our website is actually being worked on now, and in about a month we're going to have a much more comprehensive and interactive website that will also have some video clips and plenty of links to be able to learn about what's the controversy around silver amalgam fillings, what's the controversy about root canals, what's the controversy about fluoride, what is this body and jaw alignment and how do we approach it. so that you can really not only learn what we know about it, but links to people who have done a lot of really good research and science on it.
I think that's wonderful. And I just want to let people know, I always kind of do this each time, that everybody that I have on this show has, for me, been somebody quite important or something that they've done has affected me in a really positive way. And so that's why I share them on this radio show with you, because the theme of this show, my show, is helping people to help themselves. And Dr. Swidler and his team of wonderful professionals he has over there have really been a big part in helping me and get healthy mentally, physically, in all aspects. So that's why Dr. Swidler is on this program tonight. And I want to say a little bit, if you could talk to us a little bit about cranial psychotherapy. Do you mind talking a little bit about that tonight? Because that's a special study of mine, and I know that when I was in two back-to-back car totaling accidents, I went to Dr. Swidler's office, and they worked on me, and they used cranial psychotherapy, which is something, like I said, I'm studying now. So I just want to let people know that I think this is one of the most incredible therapies I've ever run into, and if you are interested in a true healing and learning, or interested in any of this, Steve, I would love for you to talk about it, because they could get in contact with you and learn more about it, or through your website. This actually helped me where chiropractic didn't. And if you could just share a little bit on that. I know you're very good at all this.
Well, let's look at the roots a little bit.
Okay.
The craniosacral therapy is a term coined by a cranial osteopath, Dr. Upledger, who teaches people, actually just about anybody who wants to learn, but particularly people who are massage therapists and already trained in working with people. But mm-hmm. you can just learn about it through the Upledger Institute in Florida. And there are many other people now that teach craniosacral therapy. Now, craniosacral therapy came from cranial osteopathic medicine, and that was the work of, cranial came from William Garner Sutherland, began in the early 1900s, and really it's those physicians who taught it, and then some of them who went to teach therapists and people learning cranial work to do a very highly effective method of feeling the body in a way to notice the lack of motion, the strain patterns from old injuries, how to then set the stage with very, very gentle touch, not high velocity corrections. Not to say that isn't needed sometimes, but it's not what we do. And go ahead and use this subtle motion, and then you feel the body begin to unwind and respond in a very subtle way, and then it just releases. So you're setting the stage for the body to heal itself. You're setting the stage to take the strain pattern or the injury that occurred, to notice it, to bring it into a balance point, still point, and to reset in a way that all of a sudden you can move your arm where you couldn't move your arm, or you move your head side to side where you can only move it to one side. It's phenomenal. It is, I'm in total awe and appreciation at the same time. It's a very sacred space to be able to come in and many, many times do something simple, even while we're waiting for dentistry, for anesthetic or something else, to do some work like that. And I've had people come back and years later, and you'll say, that correction, ever since you did that, I have had no more headaches, or I've had, any number of different symptoms that many times don't seem even related,
mm-hmm.
but they noticed that it happened after those releases. So the body is a miraculous thing, and I think craniosacral therapy and the physicians who are the cranial osteopaths who really understand it for you know, the specifics of what's going on in medicine, that it's a powerful tool, but it's only one tool. And that's why we talk about integrative team. Acupuncture is another very powerful tool. You know, as a practitioner, we learn many different techniques. We have many different tools in our bag.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't to say that... Now, integrative team, we have Dr. Williams working here with us. He's a cranial osteopath.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ma'at working with us, who's a craniosacral therapist. And each one have many, many tools and skills, not just that. But it is a powerful tool, and I love working with the more subtle tools because they're not invasive and they can be profoundly effective, and they seem to be synergetic with other of the subtle type of tools rather than overwhelming somebody with drugs or surgery. Not to say those may not be needed, but the idea is, how do we keep a person's system balanced in a high level of wellness? And if they're not, are the drugs and surgery those you need when you're in crisis? So medicine, as we see it practiced, is often crisis medicine. As soon as they're out of crisis, hey, you know what? Instead of staying on the medications for years and really, you know, it takes a strong effect on our liver and other organs, why not shift to maybe some of the other more natural ways of supporting those systems and see if we can bring them into balance and kickstart the body to function in a way that is helping restore its own equilibrium.
Wow, I think you just hit the nail on the head with something that I'm going through. It just totally made sense when you said that. And I think that probably should reach to a lot of people because there are a lot of people on medications and going into even dental or mental or any type of things where you have to take the medication in a crisis moment. I like what you said about that. Like when you're not in crisis, do a different route. Try a different route. That's really wonderful.
And it should be monitored by a physician, I think.
Well, yeah.
Too often, we just make that decision ourselves.
Okay.
And the swings that our body makes may put us back into another crisis.
Oh.
So the best thing I know of is, you know, work with somebody on the integrative team, hopefully not talking dentistry, but just people who are tuned into what the alternatives are, get the information, work with somebody who, if you're stepping off of a medication, doesn't do it necessarily cold turkey, find out what's out there, and there may be several different modalities to use, keep the system in balance, and then gradually back off of the medications. If the stability is achieved, well, great. Now you don't have to be using the drugs to do it. But sometimes you need to have the medications if there's no other way that, you know, other alternative. But usually there's alternatives. I mean, the world of Chinese herbs and Chinese medicine, there's so many systems. Homeopathy. The Queen of England has a homeopathic doctor. I mean, these are things that are older than our system of allopathic medicine.
Oh, right.
Crisis medicine. But when you're in crisis, thank God we have ways of dealing with it. If you break a bone and just count on your herbs, it may not heal or set properly. And the herbs can used adjunctively can often cause healing in a much faster time. When I broke my kneecap in a car accident, I knew the piece.
You know what? I think we might have a caller. Let's check. Do we have a caller?
Yes, you do.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
This is Serena.
Hi. Who is this?
Serena.
Oh, hi, Serena. Hi. Where are you calling from?
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. Do you have a question for Dr. Swidler?
Yes. Steve, Dr. Swidler, I was born with TMJ. And I have so many problems because of it. And hearing all the, you know, the different symptoms, I fit all of them plus. And I just wanted to say that I just underwent a TMJ study, 18-month study through the university, and they used acupuncture. I got 20 treatments and also herbs, and I am, and also self-care exercises, and I have improved.
Fantastic. It's a great approach.
Yes.
I would say, Serena, that what we try to do in our approaches, and you just spoke of several that are really a great way to do it, that is, how do we increase our tolerance so that if there's something off, it's not throwing us off. It's within our capability to deal with. By getting things back, it's sort of like if you have an empty glass, and or there's just a little bit of water in there, your tolerance is very, very small. But let's say you eat better and you exercise and you learn to relax your jaw. Each thing starts filling the glass, so they have you have a greater tolerance. But if your glass is all on empty, then any little stimulus pushes you in back into TMJ symptoms.
Yeah.
So I love the approach that you're taking. What I deal with more in the dental office is looking at, is there a structural component that's throwing off the alignment and causing TMJ symptoms? And I think all those things together, that's the appropriate approach. And like you say, your own success is a testimony to that.
So, Serena, are you doing better now?
Yes, I am doing better, but I still have all of the symptoms are just less.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Does it ever go away, Steve? I mean, can you ever make the TMJ really go away and disappear?
Well, you don't want your TMJ to go away. Your TMJ is a joint.
Oh. Then the bad part of it, then.
Right. It's like, if you want your, can I ever get rid of my knee?
Sorry.
No, you don't want it to go away. So, but what you want it to do is function in its best and most normal alignment,
mm-hmm.
and you want it not to have symptoms of dysfunction. When most people say, oh, I have TMJ problems, they're really saying, I have dysfunction of the jaw, and it causes me many symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And the symptoms can be exceedingly varied, and it's amazing how many things are affected. You know, our approach is a successful one, and it needs always to be married with an integrative approach. And the kind of self-empowerment that Serena, that you're doing in terms of, yeah, anytime you exercise, you're going to feel better and under less stress and tension. So the tendency to clench or grind your teeth or just your overall wellness, you may be able to then handle more things. And then if you're using acupuncture, and you keep the meridians balanced and keep open channels for the energetic balances within the body. All of these things are important. And if you learn certain use and misuse patterns so that you learn that your teeth shouldn't touch unless you're chewing or swallowing. And if you need a night guard, fine. And if you don't, there's other things that can be done to, positionally keep the jaw relationship from locking up the other areas. Bottom line, health, good health is motion of all the cranial bones in equal and opposing motion and having as balanced an alignment as possible. If you're walking around with a high hip, that alignment is being challenged and you're more likely to throw off your back or your neck. So these are the kinds of factors that we look at as an overall picture. Serena, if you were at the office, we would check to make sure your hips are level, your cranial base is level. And when you put your pinkies in your ear with the pads forward and your thumbs down, and your pinkies go deep into your ear, if you don't have long nails, we don't want you to do the brain surgery. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you carefully do that and open and close, if you feel like your jaw when you bite down is trying to push your finger out of your ear, or if you hear crackling or popping,
right,
then it means that structurally there's still something going on. even though it may be much better than it was, it may still be able to be improved if we start looking, how do we support that jaw dentally to be in a different place?
Yes, there's popping and clicking, and I crack my jaw, too, and many, many times a day. But I used to do it constantly before I went through the study.
Mm-hmm.
But I have headaches, neck ache, back ache, joint pain, hips. My teeth are ground down to the gums. I've had night guards where I just chewed them up. I'm just one of those.
Yeah, those are all classic
symptoms. Extreme cases. My mother told me that I was grinding my teeth before I had teeth.
Mm-hmm. And so, it's interesting, too, is that when that's happened, you wonder, where are those stresses that would be present at such a early age? Sometimes it's the history of a very difficult birth. And in birth trauma, many times cranial bones aren't all that, you know, sort of like a flower where all the petals open up at one time. And when you're born, the cranial bones open and you take your first deep breath and everything opens evenly. But sometimes where there's been forceps or other issues, that it's sort of like part of the flower opens and the other part doesn't. And the whole body structure is under a degree of stress that is internally there to keep a tension going that can have a child, you know, clenching or grinding. Or maybe they're under emotional stresses. Maybe there's a lot of, disharmony within the family. Or maybe they're eating foods that have a lot of chemical preservatives that are causing a problem. And maybe the mother is drinking it. And even though the baby's getting breastfed, that those chemicals are passing through. So there's a lot of factors to look at. But the neat thing is that if you can picture what it is at its best, you know, it sounds to me that you're functioning at a much higher level because of those approaches that you had. If the bite was restored to a place, even if it was with something removable, where you no longer felt that movement in your ear, I can assure you it would pick up a significant amount of other problems being alleviated as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better, Serena.
Yes.
And then, well, at least you're here in Tucson. You can always find more out. You're very close. So that's good. You know what? I hate to say it. We're running out of time.
Yes. Well, I'm going to say goodbye.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Serena, for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Stephen Swidler, I think it's been a wonderful evening of very interesting discussion here.
Yeah.
And I thank you very much for being on this program.
You're welcome. And actually, my thanks to you, Mercedes, for inviting me on.
You're welcome. Can you please give us your phone number and information again before we sign out?
Okay. Yeah, the area code is 520-743-7101. And our website is www.medicinewheeldental, all written as one word, medicinewheeldental.com. And pretty soon we're going to have a really nice website that will provide even more information that people can kind of walk through and learn about things and be linked to great sources for other information, which, of course, the web is doing already. You can track these things down. But our approaches are truly unique, and we're glad to hear that so many people are looking at an integrative approach to dealing with their problems.
I think what you're doing is wonderful, and I commend you, and I'm honored to have you on the show tonight. Totally honored. Again, it's Dr. Stephen Swidler with Medicine Wheel Dental. He's a premier holistic dentist here in Tucson. And thank you so much for being on, and thank you for everyone for listening, and thank you for our caller, Serena. And we'll be back next week here at Team CST, Connecting Spirit Together. Mercedes Lucky, thank you. Bye-bye.
can cross the bear.